This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. forces launched strikes against 14 Houthis-controlled sites in Yemen. The strikes followed the U.S. putting the Houthis back on its list of global terrorists and will pile sanctions on the Iranian-supported rebels, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They're the Biden administration's latest bid to stop Houthi attacks on global shipping. The sanctions that come with a formal terror designation are meant to keep violent extremist groups from their funding sources. U.S. officials say the sanctions will be designed to minimize harm to Yemen's people, among the world's poorest and hungriest. But aid groups worry the penalties will make a humanitarian crisis worse. And critics say the sanctions may not even have much effect on the Houthis, a relatively isolated group with few known assets in the U.S. that could be threatened by sanctions. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Joe Biden met with congressional leaders over complex talks to unlock aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies as Republicans continue to push for tougher measures on immigration, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
While President Joe Biden's national security team sought to underscore the importance of unlocking Ukraine funding, House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to push the White House and Senate negotiators on immigration measures that go beyond what some say Biden is willing to accept.
We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine, but the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that there was large agreement amongst the attendees that Congress needed to act on both Ukraine and the U.S. border.
I am more optimistic than ever before that we'd come to an agreement. I put the chances a little bit greater than half now, and that's the first time I can say that.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And for more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A World Health Organization official who recently returned from the Gaza Strip said on Wednesday the healthcare system is rapidly deteriorating and more staff, supplies, and access are urgently needed. Sean Casey, the WHO health emergency officer, told reporters at the United Nations a ceasefire is the most critical need, but access, the ability to move people and relieve supplies safely and quickly within Gaza, also would help ease suffering. Federal investigators are focusing in on the production of the fuselage panel that blew out of an Alaska Airlines jet mid-flight earlier this month. The AP's Ben Thomas has more.
National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy says the door plug was made in Malaysia by Boeing's leading supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, and investigators are going to look into how it was produced and how it was installed. Boeing CEO David Calhoun visited Spirit AeroSystems' factory in Wichita, which installs the part, telling workers, engineers, and mechanics are going to learn from the incident and get better. Airlines have inspected 40 Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets identical to the one involved in the accident. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will review the findings and develop a maintenance process before letting the planes carry passengers again. I'm Ben Thomas.
Zambia is reeling from a cholera outbreak that has killed more than 400 people so far and infected more than 10,000. The AP's Karen Chalmers has the details.
In Lusaka, the capital, a man with cholera sits in the back of an ambulance holding an IV. The outbreak, which is spreading at an alarming rate, has led authorities to keep schools closed throughout the nation after the end-of-year holidays. Lusaka resident Dan Tambo leans on the doorway to his house as he tells the AP of the 4 days he spent in hospital with the disease. The head of Zambia's National Health Institute, Professor Roma Chilengi, told the AP it looks like it's reached a peak.
It does look like the indications over the last 4 days we have consistently registered fewer daily numbers, which is a good sign.
The disease is strongly linked to poverty and inadequate access to clean water. I'm Karen Shamas.
Officials in Thailand say an explosion at a fireworks factory in central Thailand has killed about 20 people, though the devastation at the scene has made the death toll uncertain. Rescue workers say no survivors have been found so far. The cause of the explosion is being investigated. The blast came less than a month before Chinese New Year in February, when demand for fireworks is strong. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.